Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very excited about having our good friend, Mr. Tim Berry, back on the show. Tim is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we've already had his 15th anniversary show on the air here with us back in January. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. He's the intergalactic expert on business planning, the author of several books on the topic, and he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tim. It's such a pleasure to be with you again. And, you know, can I do something that might sound commercial but isn't?
Okay, go ahead.
I was listening to your ads and Insperity, your sponsor.
Right.
I was in Houston over the weekend as a judge at the Rice Business Plan Competition,
right,
which is a big deal in Houston,
mm-hmm,
and a big deal for entrepreneurship. Prizes, the company that won was from Northwestern and took home $800,000, and the name Insperity comes up because they are the main sponsor. I forget the exact term, the hosting, you know, there's lots of sponsors, including mm-hmm my company, but Insperity is the big one, and I say hats off. It's a great event, and it's good for them, and they should get some credit.
Was this at Rice or the University of Houston?
This is at Rice.
At Rice. Well, okay, good. Well, they're very much involved down there. In fact, they have, you know, they're the sponsor of the new building there in the business department at Houston, the University of Houston. But thank you for mentioning that. No, they put their money where their mouth is. No question about that. Tim, while you were there at that event, that's something you're doing a lot of now, I know, and this is a time of year when you're doing the grad school business planning competitions. What every year when you do this, you learn something about the macro your entrepreneurial picture, whether it be education or capital or whatever. What did you come away from this time?
I'm once again amazed at how the level of quality in these competitions continues to increase. The idea of the business plan competition started in 1984 at the University of Texas with what they called the Moot Corp, which mm-hmm was kind of a nice pun. and it was moot back then. It was like an academic exercise where MBA students would invent hypothetical companies and defend them, much like in Moot Corp for law school, or rather Moot Court.
Uh-huh.
They defend cases. Well, that was that many years ago now, and every year these things get better, and now they've developed to the point where, 7, 8, 9 of every 10 are real businesses.
Hmm.
And they have to have an MBA on the team, but these are very high-level businesses with a high chance of success,
hmm,
and the numbers are spectacular. Just the Houston contest has produced 650 million dollars of investment financing for the 100 and some companies that have been competing in that Rice contest, which started in 2001.
And if my memory serves, a lot of people would think, well, yeah, these are all high tech Silicon Valley kind of brainiacs, like the Google guys or Gates or whatever. But the truth is, several of these are pretty mainstream-type businesses, aren't they?
Yes, the spread is interesting. And when you talk about trends, another thing that starts to show is it's getting more global. We were looking at companies from Thailand, UK, Singapore, you know, and the targets of these companies, I saw two different business plans this last weekend that were related to improving things in Kenya. Cook stoves for schools and charcoal production in Kenya.
So this is good. This is not just good for the founders. These are humanitarian type of ventures, which is good.
Well, but they're not nonprofits, which I think is another interesting trend, because the underlying financials is making money.
Right. No, and I get that, and I'm glad to see that. By the way, folks, when we come back, we're going to get Tim to continue his thoughts on what he's learning from these competitions. It's very interesting. 22, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.